23 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. We welcome once again the listeners of Al Ansar International and of course the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we do apologize for that. Inshallah, we are busy working and trying to sort out the problem. 24th of Muharram, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the show this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 24th of Muharram 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we continue with chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 89 and 90. Almighty Allah Jalla wala informs us, wa yawma, and on the day of justice, the day of judgment, naba'athu fi kulli ummatin shahida, that we will raise. Almighty Allah Jalla wala is one alone and unique, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, sovereignty and majesty. He does as he pleases. Fa'alul lima yurid, sunrise, sunset, all that is Almighty Allah, and everything that happens in the universe, only Almighty Allah controls everything. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ, and on that day, the day of justice, we will raise fi kulli ummatin, in every nation, shahidan alayhim min anfusihim, a witness who will testify against them, min anfusihim, from themselves, meaning the prophets and messengers will come from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Prophet Noah, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them, all the messengers and prophets, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. وَجِئِنَّا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَىٰ, and we will bring you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to testify against them, against them, against the beloved Ummah, me and you. Therefore, O Ummah, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala for the shafa'a and intercession of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, and the Tirmidhi Sharif hadith is, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati, my Ummah, I will intercede for them on the day of justice, for those people from my Ummah who perpetrated and committed major, major sins. So it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to say, Allahumma zuqna shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, let Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on the day of justice. And remember, the hadith is authentic and sahih there in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, recite the Quran Sharif, and he read Surah Nisa. And when he reached this portion, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, hasbuk, stop, stop. And why? Because the Master alayhi salatu salam wa inahu tazrifan. The hadith, remember, in Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 41. So here it shows us very, very clearly that every Nabi will have to testify for his people and Ummah or against them. So we should be begging Almighty Allah that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is interceding for us and our families as well. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Again, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun and a symbol of respect and reverence, and remember that it is stamping his authority and majesty. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. And we reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this kitab on your Mubarak heart, on your Mubarak qalb, as mentioned in the Quran شريف على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. On your Mubarak blessed heart, so that you warn the people with love and compassion in the Arabic language, which makes things clear. تبيانا لكل شيء. And remember, it will explain everything. Now you get some people, you must remember, who are naive, simple Simons. They say everything is in the Quran. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. You don't have to believe in the hadith and so forth, Allah forbid. Such people go straight out of the fold of Islam. Then it means the role of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, becomes redundant. If you just read the Quran Sharif in the same surah, you will see in Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Almighty Allah states, and we reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. If you know even the basics and rudiments of the Arabic language, bayan is, you must remember that you explain, and tabiyin is to explain in detail. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Quran says, وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ, establish salah. But where is it about Fajr, 2 rakat, Zuhur, Asr, Isha, 4 rakat, Maghrib, 3 rakat? Nowhere. All that is explained in the Sunnah, in the Ahadith Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zakat, wa atu zakat. Where is it mentioned you must pay 2.5%? So tibyana li kulli shay, and ye li tubayyana li nas, explains everything. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will elaborate and expand and expound on the issue and of the verses and explain it practically and verbally. So tibyana li kulli shay, so it will be an explanation for everything. Wa hudo wa rahmato wa bushra lil muslimin, is a source of guidance, meaning that our hearts will get illuminated. And today we are on park lights, then dumb lights, then bright lights, then intelligent lights, fog lights. So how the nur, the radiance, effulgence increases. So Almighty Allah gives us that, provided we are sincere and we are Muslims. Wa rahmato wa bushra lil muslimin, Allah's mercy will come and envelope those people, and it is glad tidings and good news for the believers. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Verily, Almighty Allah commands justice. Everything of Islam is just and the natural system. Wal ihsan. In this verse, Almighty Allah commands us 3 things and prohibits us from 3 things. So, wal ihsan. Ihsan means naf'ul khalq. Do things to become an asset to humanity, society, the community. So, wal ihsan. You go the extra mile. Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. See how Allah gave us much more than what we deserve. So you also, me and you human being, do good to humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and give to your kith and kin. You see, in our own families, people have lost their jobs, people have been fired, people have been made to retire, they don't have any income. So when we assist them and help them, there's double reward. One is the charity, أَجْرُ الصَّدَقَى وَأَجْرُ الصِّلَى, strengthening the family ties, and one is the charity. Three things Almighty Allah prohibits us, وَيَنْحَى, and He prohibited, أَنِ الْفَحْشَى, from all obscene, indecent actions and speech. So that is the gay brigade, fornication, adultery, and all the things that lead to it, pornography and so forth. وَالْمُنْكَرْ, all forms of injustice and sins. وَالْبَغْ, and when people rebel against the Islamic government, not Muslim government, Islamic government. So Muslim government, they will implement so many haram laws and so forth, so that you highlight and tell them is wrong. But when you have a true Islamic state and Islamic government and so forth, then nobody can become the baghi and rebel against that. It's not permissible. Ya'idhukum, Almighty Allah is admonishing you, giving you advice, la'allakum tadhakkaroon, so that you take heed and so that you take advices. So may Almighty Allah illuminate in our hearts all these advices. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday, last night, I received the news when I came back from Darul Zakaria that Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema rahimahullah, our principal at Darul Newcastle, his sister, that is Sister Safiya, the wife of our Muhammad Ali Kalu. Muhammad Ali Kalu passed away many years ago. So he was a teacher in my hometown in Heidelberg, and now she also passed away yesterday. So she is Muhammad Qasim Sema's sister. Make dua for her, and the wife, or she was the wife of Muhammad Ali Kalu. So make dua for her and all the marhumin. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
And last night, to start on the N11 road, Dawood Bacha from Denhauser, he lost his son, his daughter, and son-in-law in the accident last night to start.
Inna lillahi wa inna rajiun. I know the whole family. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. They passed away as shuhada. And remember that Almighty Allah raised them among the shuhada and martyrs and grant the family Sabrun Jameel. Me and you should always beg Almighty Allah for afiyah, for safety and protection and hifadat, and Allah bring our sister Dr. Afia back home,
Ameen,
safe and sound, inshallah al-Aziz.
Brother Musa says Allah has created everybody equal, Ustad, but some people are more equal than others. Kings have come and gone. So what is the best form of humility a Muslim can have? Brother Musa, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brother Musa, you know Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak blessed name is mentioned the most amongst the messengers and prophets in the noble Quran, 136 times. Read Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, verse 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, inna khalaqnakum min zakariyu, that verily we created you human beings, min zakariyu wa unsa, one male, one female. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve, waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Thereafter we made you into various nations, we made you into different tribes, lita'arafu, so you recognize one another, and diversity in unity, one rain comes and all the colors are different, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. The grass is green, the roses are red, the flowers are yellow, pink and green, and so many diverse kaleidoscope of colors. So Almighty Allah made us so that different nations and tribes will recognize one another. What is the criteria by Almighty Allah? Inna akramakum, verily the most noble of you, in the law by Almighty Allah is atqakum, the one who has the greatest taqwa and piety. You ask about tawadu, about humility. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. In Islam, we have a saying, things are recognized by the opposites. We know what is summer, we know what is winter, we know what is male, we know what is female. So similarly, yeah, the opposite of it is pride. So what is the definition of pride which Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? Fatrul Haq. When the truth dawns on a person, he rejects it. He says, no, I can't accept it. Wa ghamtun nas, the people who tell him, he considers them to be non-entities inferior and considers himself to be superior. So once we start accepting the truth immediately and we don't look at who's giving us the advice, as long as the advice is correct and we do not belittle that person's advice because it's inferior to us in our mind and imagination, so that is the tawadu, that is the humility. Yesterday when Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our honorable ustad, was teaching, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, one thing that I fear more than Dajjal is a shirkul khafi. What is shirkul khafi? That is, we do actions to impress people. So remember that we 90%, 80% are guilty of this. We either want to impress the eyes of people or we want to impress the ears of people. And that is worse than the khuruj and the trials of Dajjal. So therefore, the ikhlas and sincerity, the speech, the action must be solely, only, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Then everything will fall in place after we have Iman and Islam.
I see there's a school teacher, Ustad, from Kroonstad. She says, dear Mufti Sahib, we parents help our kids with the school homework and projects. Mufti Sahib, is this not cheating and haram for our kids to take the credit? We start from Kronstadt.
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 66 and verse number 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Every one of you is a shepherd and each one of you will be questioned regarding your flock. So it shows that each one of us are responsible for our children and our students. In this sense, we must guide them towards the right path. So here, when the teachers and the school give them project, even the teachers know that this the students cannot do on their own. The teachers will tell them, you can go to the internet, you can go to Google, go to this one, that one, and so forth. So you must remember, if the parents are helping them, so that is no problem. It will not be considered as cheating and so forth. But remember, the children should say that we are indebted to our parents, because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." The person who is not grateful to humanity in reality is not grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So they should be honest and say that this person helped me, this person helped me. Many a time people send me questions and they say that this is part of our assignment and so forth and so on. So it's fine. We give them the answer. And speaking about Kronstadt, you know that weekend of September, the 24th, is a long weekend. So inshallah, we'll be coming towards Free State. So far, you understand, three programs are confirmed. Inshallah, the 22nd, that Wednesday night, we will be in Kronstadt. The Thursday night, inshallah, in Senegal, where Sheikh Arafat is, mashallah, Senegal. And that Friday, the holiday, mashallah, we spoke to the Amir, the trustee, Bloemfontein Masjid, beautiful now, is already operational. So that Friday, Jumu'ah, will be in Bloemfontein, Friday night. And inshallah, Saturday night also, I'll be free. So inshallah, I will again arrange some venue that side in Free State. And then Sunday morning, I'll come back, insha'Allah al-Aziz.
I see Brother Alan says he wants to share his sentiments to you, Ustad. He's asking for an apology. He says, I was doing the homework of Dr. Afia Siddiq, and he says that I did not know what she went through and all the torment. And I see that she is innocent. Apparently, we were told that she is a terrorist and she killed many, many Americans. Ustad, Alan.
Remember, Alan, I always told you that you must be very careful what you read and do not believe the Western media and their propaganda. When they want to make a story, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and millions of lives lost and B&B still prowling and roaming the streets there in UK and US. Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair, both of them war criminals. They should be sent to The Hague and they should be sent to Guantanamo Bay. They should be punished, so make them an example. But they are whites. They rule America, they rule Britain, and so forth. It was an African leader, long time he should be picked up, and so forth. You can see what they are doing with Sudan's previous president, Omar Bashir, and so forth. So always, you must remember, we find this dichotomy and double standards and hypocrisy in the West. So anyway, we say that thank you for having that, at least, you know, to apologize to the Muslims and so forth. Obviously, you must remember that she was innocent from day one. The Pakistan government of Parvez Musharraf, he's another enemy of Islam. He sold her out for dollars. And then the Afghan government, not Taliban, not the Mujahideen, the puppet regimes at that time, they sold her out. And then the Americans sold her out. And the Jewish judge sold her out 86 years. So these are the enemies of humanity. You must remember that. And remember that America and Israel and them feared that she is a neuroscientist and so forth. And she beat all of them in the examinations. So they thought that she will be giving very, very sensitive classified information to the Pakistani government and so forth. And therefore, she was kidnapped and tortured and persecuted. We hope and pray that immediately, soon as possible, through the mercy of Allah, she is reunited with the mother, with her children and her sister and so forth. And we hope everything will be expedited. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. We appeal to you, all the listeners, read 2 rakat salat, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for justice to prevail.
Allahu Akbar, ameen, ameen, tumma ameen. Ellen says, on behalf of you and the listeners, he's asking for an apology, Ustad.
Apology accepted, Ellen, and thank you very much for coming to your senses, and don't always swallow what the Western media tells you.
I see, Andre says, tell me, how does the Workmen's Compensation Act work? If somebody's not in your employ and was asked to help lift a door and his fingers got squashed, AK, can the boss claim from Workmen's Compensation? I know God would clearly compensate the one in pain. Ustad Andre.
You must remember that, see, there's a beautiful thing for you, Andre, to understand. One is law, one is legal. We must draw a distinction between law and legal. What is law? Did you ever analyze philology, go into the history of those words? Law is L for land, A for air, and remember W for water. So the law of Almighty Allah, this only creator, that must prevail on this earth. And that is what Islam and Muslims and Taliban and them are saying. We must implement the law of Almighty Allah. But every country has their own laws, own rules, own regulations, so that they call legal or illegal and so forth. So now, regarding that compensation, if the law states this, Andre, that that person must be an employee of yours. So whether he's temporary or permanent and what, and he or she gets injured, then obviously you can then, you understand, file for the claim and so forth and so forth, and the employee will benefit and what have you. But if it is a client or customer and so forth who comes and they get injured and so forth, so obviously then there's indemnity and all that. Therefore, all these laws are put in place. So you have to look at the South African law, because that is the legal side now, the civil law. So that is what you will have to look at. And then what they say, then that law will take its course. But in Islam, you must remember, we will say, if there's negligence on part of you, the a person, the manager, owner, whatever, then they will have to compensate that client and so forth. And remember, the government, nobody gets involved. And if you are not negligent, it was his or her mistake, then you will not have to pay, nor the government will have to pay. That will be the Islamic law and the Islamic verdict.
I see we've got a new listener. I'm just reading it now, Ustad. The brother says that I listen to your program every morning. So I was told by my partner that to message and ask you for some advice. My name is Marcel.
And he says, yes, sir, I am gay. What is wrong with this? I go to church. I pray like a normal human. But why can't I be respected for my choices? Brother Marcel, Ustad.
My brother Marcel, no Marcel, I didn't know how you spell your name.
M-A-R-C-E-L.
Marcel, okay. So Marcel or Marcel, whatever, okay. Sorry if you're pronouncing your name not so properly and incorrectly. We apologize for that. But anyway, now you say that you are gay, right? And you are asking that what is wrong with that? So let us start, number one, every divine scripture, whether it is the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, which has no additions, no omissions, no interpolations. Remember, it is by heart and memorized by millions of people, male, female, adult, and children. And there, if you just look at the incident of Lut, Lot, L-O-T, and see how Almighty Allah punished them, and the remnants and relics are still there. If you go to the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, occupied Palestine, you will find the signs there. As far as altitude goes, it is the lowest portion on earth, and you will see the Dead Sea and all that there. So this was the punishment, remember, for the gay brigade and those people who committed the crime of homosexuality. So that is, remember, from the Islamic perspective, and you should know that as well. Then if you speak about what's wrong with it and so forth, so you should know, my brother, that it is an unnatural act. Islam says there must be Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now, what the gay community normally do, that they blame God for that. No, God created us like this. So I'm asking you, now you must be fair and honest to yourself. Tomorrow, if a person commits incest, which is happening today, so you must remember that the father commits this crime with his daughter, the brother with his sister, and so forth. And then you say, no, but what is wrong with that? God created me like that. So human being starts apportioning the blame, not to himself, but to the Supreme Being, Almighty Allah, which is the height of blasphemy. Then you go further, my brother and or sister, whatever. So you must remember, then people start committing bestiality. So you must remember, then they get busy with animals and so forth and so on. If you see the latest one, I send it out during this week, in Mexico, in certain cities and so forth, they're allowing people that you can just get busy with anybody in public. You must remember that they say we normally consider this as a serious crime. Now imagine you going to the shop with your children, and the men and women, or men and men, are busy there outside in the park or in the garden or whatever. This is what has happened to humanity. When this humanity suppresses their desires, then they supersede the rank and status of the angels also. But when this humanity becomes the slave of their desires, then remember, they become the lowest of the low. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We created you, O human being, the best of Allah's creation, the masterpiece. But when we became slave of our desires, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, and so forth, then they became so low, the lowest of Allah's creation. Chapter 95, verses 4 and 5. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals, and even worse than animals. They also don't do this. So you need to understand, in Islam, it is punishable by death for both parties when they are consenting adults. اُقْتُلُ الْفَائِلْ وَالْمَفْعُولُ. Open Mishkat Sharif and Bulughul Maram and various. So Islam will never allow that. One logical question I ask you, Brother Marshall, that is, what will happen, Allah forbid, if this is now the prevalent, nobody gets married to the opposite gender? So there will no more be children then. So you must remember that. What you think, is that natural or unnatural? Obviously it's unnatural. So therefore, the Satan has got hold of you and your partner, and then you say, no, that Sundays we go to the church, so you feel that, no, your guilt is gone. And you might get one crooked priest there, there, he will tell you, come in the confession room. Oh, Father, I committed adultery. Oh, Father, I committed gay business. I sodomized this one and homosexuality. He will say, don't worry, my son, you are forgiven. So what is that now? You tell me. So everybody is taking everybody else for a big ride in Christianity. So therefore, my brother, Islam condemns it in the strongest terms.
I see Marshall says, please pray for me, and he wants your number. He says, my partner is with me, is listening. His name is Marco. Pray for him as well, Ustad.
We pray for all of you. This morning before I came down, I prayed for all of you, although I don't know your names. I say, Ya Allah, these people, so many of them have good hearts. You illuminate their heart with Iman and Islam. Use us, Ya Allah, so that we become the means of bringing them into the fold of Islam. Definitely we pray for you, but you too also must stop your Adam and Steve business. You'll both need to realize that that is not the path of Allah, the divine being, the supreme being. It's the path of Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan, as we say.
I see Terrell from Durban, KZN. He says, sir, I hope you don't mind me asking you a question. I am a magician, Terrell, and I listen to your show. Yes, I know that we all know that magic does not exist, but we all like fantasies. Similarly, sir, with religion, can you see God? No, you can't. But you still believe in him. Terrell, Ustad.
Here is a three-part question. You must remember that. I know about magic. Mm-hmm. I had an uncle. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Mm-hmm. He was a master magician. Master magician in this sense. He went to London to learn. But it was just what we call his hobby. I'm not justifying. In Islam, it's totally haram. You must remember. So when we were young, we used to just wait for uncle to come. And uncle used to, you understand, show us funny tricks and all that. But all magic, now what does Islam say? Islam says it's totally haram and unacceptable and not permissible. I want you, my brother, you should make a note of this. Mental note or write it down. I'll repeat it twice. Surah chapter number 2 and verse number 102. So write that down very easy. Chapter 2, verse 102. You see, there was a prophet and he was a king, and his name is Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah granted him the most magnificent and spectacular kingdom. Chapter 38, verse 35, he begged Almighty Allah after reconstructing Majirul Aqsa there, the Haram Sharif there in Mino, in Palestine, in Jerusalem. Rabbi habli mulkalla yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom, no one will have such a kingdom like this after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Allah gave it to him. So the enemies, they said that he, Solomon, is ruling everybody by magic and all. So Almighty Allah sent two angels, Harut wa Marut, in Babil, in the city of Babylon in Iraq. We went to these places with Allah's help. And they used to show people what is magic and sihr and jadu and witchcraft. And what Nabi Sulaiman, Prophet Solomon, is doing is not magic, it is miracles. So magic, witchcraft, jadu, all haram, unlawful, not permissible in Islam. So you say is non-existent, but you are still doing it. You say God cannot be seen. If I give you a smack now, and you will say that, you must remember that there's pain. So I ask you, where's the pain? Today you say that there's a virus. Show me the virus. Show me the virus, brother. So what we will say? So million examples we can give you. Last night, you and your wife, you were sleeping. Suddenly she woke up 1 o'clock and she was perspiring. You asked the darling, oh, sweetheart, what happened? She said, I experienced a nightmare and terrible dream. You asked her, who came? What happened? She says, no, I don't know, but it happened. And you can see. So like that, you can make 1,000,000,000 examples, my brother. Today, between 11 and 12, inshallah, we will discuss Hazrat Mahdi. Sadi radiallahu an in our fiqh program, myself and Mohana Zahid, inshallah al-Aziz, and so many signs of Qiyamah and the days of justice. And inshallah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif and Surah Kaf. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Inshallah, we will send out the podcast before 7 o'clock. Inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum.
As Terrell says, if you want to, sir, I can make you rich and I can send you 100,000 in your bank. You can see it and it disappears, Ustad.
Quickly, I tell you, I told you about my uncle. We were very young, 7, 8, 9 years old. He told me, come here. He used to call me like that. He put 20 cents in my hand. So he said, close your hand. So I used to wear suit and tie, you know, go school, go wear weddings, all that. Yeah. So this. So he said, close it. So I close my hand. He said, see the 20 cent is moving, is moving, is moving. It's right in your tie. And then he takes it out from my tie. So we've been through all that, my brother. We don't need that. Totally haram, unacceptable. So we don't want your wealth. We want to give you a better wealth. Allah, and that is the wealth of Iman and Islam, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.